It's a quiet, soothing atmosphere as music plays in a small lingerie boutique on Santa Barbara's east side. But for more than 3 months, the 400-square-foot shop was way too quiet for owner Natalia Gavoni. Like many businesses, her store, Sheer Delights Lingerie and Accessories, was hit by the double whammy of the Thomas Fire and the Montecito debris flow.
Even though I'm not located in Montecito, I'm located on Milpas, which is considered the east side part of Santa Barbara. With the fires, the city was telling everybody not to leave their homes. And as a result, it was dead here.
Gavoni opened her store in Santa Barbara 4 years ago. As a small business owner, the weeks of forced closures by the twin disasters was almost catastrophic.
For me personally, sales were down 50, 60%. Very, very slow.
Many businesses throughout the region were hard hit. Even if they weren't in the immediate disaster zone, sometimes their customers were impacted or employees couldn't get to work because of road closures. The fact there was not one but two unexpected disasters pushed some businesses to the brink of financial disaster.
Totally. Absolutely. The costs just don't go away. They keep hitting you.
Philip Barton Grimley is owner of Carpinteria Glass Company. The nearly four-decade-old company has 18 employees, but many were idled by the twin disasters.
A lot of material sitting on the job site, a ton of money which we couldn't touch because we hadn't performed what we had been asked to do. And consequently, it was a snowballing effect.
Grimley says between the disasters and then continuing evacuation orders, business was disrupted for more than 3 months. He says it took until mid-March for operations to get back to normal.
December was a total washout. I mean, Christmas came and went. And of course, with January came all the rain. We went into secondary shock. You know, it was kind of like your heart stopping for the second time. What would we do? How could we respond? Well, we couldn't. We were hemorrhaging, you know, not able to maintain a level of continuity in the field. So, you know, you tap all your reserves.
The glass company owner says he applied for a federal small business loan to try to get back on a solid financial footing.
It has been an interesting situation. I mean, I thought banks were slow, but these guys are pitifully slow. And sometimes quite rightly so. I mean, they're so burdened with things outside the state of California, and you know, our situation is something that we are just not used to. We've applied, we've got our first payments in.
But just like the rebuilding process for people who lost homes or had them severely damaged, some say the impacts on businesses could be felt for years. Democratic Congressman Salud Carbajal of Santa Barbara met with some small business owners in Montecito to hear from them about how the aid process can be improved.
Make no mistake about it, this not only hurt our community in terms of the loss of life and loss of property, but our businesses and our local economy, and many of our employees were out of work. And this is going to be a long-term recovery, not only psychologically from the hurt of having lost members and friends and neighbors in our community, but really helping businesses get their footing again and making sure that we just are continuing to revitalize our economy and helping everybody recover.
Some business owners say they're starting to see the light on the horizon. Santa Barbara lingerie shop owner Natalia Gavoni says while it's been a rough 3 months, business is starting to pick up at her Milpas Street boutique.
Work a bit harder, and thank God I've got some savings, so that has helped. But not everybody is that fortunate. It's coming back, but it's very slow. Very, very slow. But we're very hopeful. I'm very hopeful.
In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.